Okay, I also added an under construction thing.
Thank you. Oh my goodness.
So maybe they'll
So do we have anything here? I'm refreshing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Have your shot back.
So, yeah, I'm going to put in image real quick. I'm going to put in, like, the cover image. So maybe, you know.
That should qualify for an article.
So, oh, we've got an edit conflict here. Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks for the disambiguation. Okay, I'm going to put in the image real fast.
I hope I'm not edit conflicting with anyone here.
We probably will, but I think it's cool if we just, you know, maybe save our versions and compare and, you know, just be nice. Go for it, you know?
Do you guys want subheaders? I can easily add them.
If you want. I'm going to just expand a little bit. Just putting in a little bit of content here, so...
It was written in 1906?
1906, yeah. I've got it right here. Still
the Wiki Source page categorizes it as 1917 songs.
Who does?
The Wiki Source page. Is that a mistake?
It could be that the... Ooh, then that's not the first edition then. Because what I had was 1917 for the publication on that, but apparently that's a republication. Oh. So, let's see here. So it's not first edition. Let me fix that. It's... better not confuse people. I'll just take, say, cover stage music. Okay. Oh, an edit conflict. We'll probably get these all over the place. So here we have. So, add the reference. No, wait, which one am I going from? King of Rap, Time by Berlin. Oh, that's the second one. Let me just fix that. Yeah, we can talk out loud about what it is we're doing, because it's a little more interesting. Okay, so I'm fixing my reference, which... So the one that I think is maybe our most useful one is the first reference, and if you do... if you're familiar with Google Books, on the right, there's a search in this book, and if you type in James Scott... over on page 241, there's some other stuff. The type of reg that both Scott Joplin and James Scott wrote was called classic reg, and there's an article for classic reg. So maybe I should say, is a classic reg. Okay, and I'll link to that. So we've got... Okay, we've got song stubs, rags, 19. Thanks for checking that. Let's see what else we can do. Ooh, Joplin's orchestrated Scott's Froglegs rag.
Does it say if he recorded it?
No, it says that he orchestrated it for a Stark publication called High Class Rags. This is on the second of our Google Books things. He orchestrated it for Scott... Joplin orchestrated Scott's Froglegs Rag, published by Stark in standard high-class rags known as the Red Back Book around 1909. Yeah.
Well, what I'm doing is I'm creating a MIDI file for this. People hate MIDI files sometimes, but I think actually if you can get a decent quality one, they're pretty good. And, what I'm basically doing is inputting this by hand, I'm afraid, since I'm not very comfortable with using the keyboard input with this keyboard I have in my closet over there. But the program I'm using is Noteworthy Composer, which, although quite good, requires you to choose which note you're putting in with the keyboard. This actually makes it slower to use the keyboard than just put in by hand in some cases. Oh, well. Anyway, so I'm doing a lot of input, and this is because we can't find a recording, and we don't know anyone who's going to do one in the immediate future. Unfortunately, it's a lot of work, and it's eminently replaceable.
Thank
oh, well.
You so, thank you so
life.
Much for hearing it. Okay. So I'm back here. Just so that the people who are listening know, we're coming to this, most of us are coming to this particular undertaking pretty cold. I've been learning a little bit about reg as I've been working on this, and the popular music recordings, or the popular music articles that Wikipedia has for the first half of the 20th century, we've got really, really thin coverage. Most of it is unreferenced stubs. I've been going through hundreds of articles, taking out citations to MySpace and Blogspot, and I took one out to an article that was cited to Boy Scout Troop 92, and the site really looked like it had been written for a merit badge. Great for a kid, but that's not a reliable source. And so I've been working on raising up, I mean, yeah, what we're doing here, this is not featured article level work, but compared to what's going on in this area, we're trying to take a step up from where what the norm is. So let's see here. I've got Scott Joplin's involvement, because there's some sources on Joplin's involvement, and I'm typing. So if somebody else wants to speak in, we can have somebody's voice, otherwise we'll have dead air.
Sorry, I'm a little all over the place.
What templates should we use to get to source?
Oh, let me resend the... Okay, we've got the Google Books search, and I'm going to repost this into here.
You do realize that Jazz for Dummies is in German?
Isn't what?
German.
I'm sorry, I'm bilingual.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Das tut mir leid. You don't have to use it if you don't want. Okay. Published by Stark in standard high-class regs. Okay, and let me just reuse the citation.
It was at Joplin's insistence.
You know, I'm getting some disagreement among the sources about how close the relationship was between Scott Joplin and James Scott. This could be interesting. How about writing in, like, you know, according to your source, that it was at Joplin's insistence? And I've got this one other source I'm going from that says that there's no direct evidence.
Yeah, but you know who cites this?
Who?
David A. Jason, Gordon Gene Jones, Gene Jones. So, according to David A. Jason, Gordon Gene Jones, and Gene Jones...
Well, I mean, you can say... You can put it, like, by the book that you're drawing it from.
Okay.
I might make a suggestion. We're going to be doing half the research already. Why don't we try and improve the main author article? I mean, it's just a stub. We may as well throw in some of the information in there as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's do that after the recording. We're really focusing on one page. But we can certainly do some more stuff afterward. I mean, I do plan to do some more work on the James Stark, too, because he deserves some more attention. But, you know, like, just for the recording.
No, the whole title is Black Autumn Stomp. Oh, that's a side title, though. This might bother me.
Why frog legs, anyway?
Well, I was looking through the ones that were noted as his major works, and this was the first of his major works, and something like that is usually something that you could find some sources about.
I meant for, why is it called Frog Legs?
That's a very good question. Maybe we can find that out. Maybe because it's bouncy? Oh, that's original research on my part. Don't write it in.
Ragtimes don't have weird names. I mean... what does maple leaf rag have to do with maple leaves?
Oh, there was a maple leaf club, I think. And then
it was in Vermont.
Yeah, a lot of these kinds of names are, they turn out to be in jokes of some sort. Okay, so I'm expanding here and I'm going to save this section just in case.